you like to drink some tea?
Thank you, no, I'll have a beer. Our ancestors started brewing 7,000 years ago down in Mesopotamia. When some wild yeast and water got into the cereal, they knew a good thing when they drank it. Tasted mighty satisfying, gave a little buzz, kept through the winter time too. They would sip from the common bowl through straws, singing beer is good for you.
In a pilsner fine or a frosted stein, beer is good for you. From an ice cold can of whatever brand, oh, beer is good for you. When you hear the silly people putting down that liquid bread, don't you believe it's true? It'll lower stress and make you much happier. Beer is good for you.
Drinking beer will thin your blood out where your arteries could clog, raises your good cholesterol. It'll help to keep dementia from fogging up your head or breaking a hip if you should fall down. The key is moderation when you're slurping down a brew. Have one or maybe just two. For as long as you don't overdo those brewskis, beer is good for you.
On a summer's day when you're making hay, beer is good for you. On a winter's night by a fire bright, oh, beer is good for you. When you hear the silly people putting down that liquid bread, don't you believe it's true? Full of vitamins and stout antioxidants, beer is good for you.
There's a kind of beer for nearly everybody in the world, dark stout to lightest lager brew. There is Oberon that's flavored with a hint of orange peel, or blueberry ale from northern places. Good vanilla porters like a beer with Häagen-Dazs, ale made with pumpkin in the fall. They will make each day a big celebration, cause beer is good for you.
With a roasted bird or a fry that's stirred, beer is good for you. With a pizza slice or some wild rice, oh, beer is good for you. When you hear the silly people putting down that liquid bread, don't you believe it's true? Cause it's even great for strict vegetarians, beer is good for you.